Welcome to this episode of Miss Bossy Boots, inspiring leadership for women in business. My name is Stacey Morgan. I'm the principal of Port Macquarie Performing Arts, a dance school on the mid-north coast of New South Wales in Australia. And joining me is my co-host, Jane Hilsden. Jane is the managing director of Dragonfly Marketing, a marketing agency that helps small businesses grow. Lovely to see you, Jane. How you doing?
I'm well, thanks, Stace. Today's topic is awards, business awards, industry awards. I believe this topic attracts a bit of controversy, and certainly I've noticed that in the line of work that I do, being a marketing consultant. One of the tactics that we will often recommend to a business is to enter awards. There'll be various reasons behind that, and I think we'll probably touch on that as we explore this topic.
As we outlined in an earlier episode, we have decided on 12 main topics around leadership in business that we're going to explore, and the process of entering awards comes under the idea of inspiring your tribe, not just the people that are going to join you on your journey, but the people that you're taking the journey with, so your staff as well as your customers.
Okay, so the first thing I get asked whenever I talk to a business about entering awards, the first thing I get asked is why? Why would we enter awards? And Stace, at a recent business banter session that you spoke at, you, I think, inspired the entire room to enter awards for the reasons that you do. And I think certainly for me, you really made me look at the awards process as much more than just a marketing tool, much more than just getting your business name out there, than getting your profile name out there, or actually rewarding your staff. It's more than that. And you had some really great reasons. So I think you're best to hit lead off with the answer to this one.
And I guess everyone's why will be different, but for me, entering awards, and we're talking about industry awards that are specific to what you do, but also local Chamber of Commerce awards or something as big as the National Telstra Business Awards or the Telstra Business Women's Awards, I think the most important thing that I do going in is see the whole thing as a professional development exercise. There is often a judged component where you have to answer questions that are a little bit more full on than your, tell us the address of your business. Mm. So the questions come up that center around your why you're in business, how you got there, what you're doing to inspire the community around you, and ways that you're trying to innovate. And in having to answer those questions, you have to dig deep and think about truthful answers to those questions. And some of them, there'll be answers that you won't have thought about before. Mm. I find some of the categories that are the most challenging are the ones that I finish writing and go, oh, yes, I had no idea about that. Mm. And things that you do on a daily basis that form part of your business end up being great answers to some of these questions, but you don't often think about them until you have to write them down. And health and safety is one prime example of that. So there will often be health and safety questions as part of awards judging processes, and you have to answer exactly why you do what you do. And until you write it down, you don't often actually think about that. And I'm lucky in that in running a dance school, health and safety is something we think about all of the time because we've got kids, we're taking care of young people's bodies and we take that very seriously. But as far as the health and safety for our staff and health and safety for our customers, often I've answered questions in these categories around these topics and thought to myself, actually, we don't do that very well. Mm-hmm. We need to take better care of, the space that we've got or the space that where we enter our studios or the way that we deliver a certain event. Because we could do it better and we could think about ways that we could make the experience better for our customers. But until I had to actually write it down in a judged question and answer, I hadn't actually thought about it. And it hasn't just been one or two. I've found that over the years that I've been entering these awards, the amount of insight that I've got into my own business from having to answer judged questions has really enabled me to grow the business in a way that I hadn't previously thought about.
Mm. Yeah, and I would agree with you on that. And I think the example that you've used there of work health and safety is was probably the aha moment for me as well, because work health and safety as a marketing consultant is not really something that would have been top of mind with myself. And we are really low risk, but because we're actually forced at a local business chamber level of when you're entering judged awards for our local business chamber, we actually it's compulsory to answer questions relating to work health and safety. And so I think they change the questions every year, but these kind of questions are around, you know, provide an example of what you do, what's your work health and safety framework, you know, how do you actually enforce that with your employees, et cetera, et cetera. And exactly what you said before, it really does get you thinking about, oh, well, yeah, I guess I've got it in my head what I'd do
in this case
of a fire. but I probably should, you know, communicate that with my staff. Or, wow, we host events where we've got, you know, potentially 30 people in the building all at once. Where are those exits if in case of an emergency? So, you know, stuff that probably wouldn't have been front of mind absolutely becomes front of mind as you're going through that process. And almost preparing for next year's response. You know, you've got those kind of questions front of mind to actually think, next year I'm going to write about this situation.
Yeah.
So it really does work about and make you think about that. And I think as a business owner, it is actually really important to be across all of those areas, including work health and safety.
Yeah. And it's not just the nuts and bolts, like those kind of questions and answers that you can come up with. I find that in entering awards, there are often lots of big picture questions about where is your business going and what's your plan for the future and how do you plan to impact your community? And I think I'm like a lot of businesses in that I sometimes get so busy doing the day-to-day and just getting to the end of the to-do list and trying to keep my head above water that there's actually no time for that strategic thinking. But when you have to sit down and write something that's going to make sense to somebody else who's reading it who knows nothing about your business, it makes you really think about, okay, well, where do I want to go and where do I want to take this? And in the first few years of entering awards and, you know, and not placing or being a finalist or winning or anything, what kept me going was the fact that every time I had to sit down and do this, it was like a goal setting exercise without it being an arduous goal setting exercise. Like, oh, now I have to sit down and write my 5-year plan. It wasn't like that at all. It was like, tell me about what you're doing now and what you want to do soon. Well, I can talk about that all day. I can talk about my business and where I want to take it.
Yeah.
So the process of sitting down, taking that time, going through the motions and making sure you have an answer to all of the questions that somebody that is independent to your business can sit back, have a look and see what they think and see your plan and your vision, I find year after year is really beneficial.
Yeah, and I would agree with that. Look, I must say I'm a very competitive person. And I think probably one thing that stopped me entering awards in the past has been fear of failure.
Oh.
Fear of being judged.
Yep.
And fear of not winning. You know, I was the child at the age of 5 who wouldn't play pass the parcel just in case I didn't win.
Really? The truth comes out.
So that fear of failure and that fear of not winning was something that kind of held me back. I think it has kind of taken it took me a while to be convinced to be able to enter these awards, if I'm honest. And I must say, you know, last year I entered the local chamber awards, Chamber of Commerce awards, and I was finalist of several categories, but I didn't win any awards. And if I'm honest, like, I was absolutely gutted. I could not even get on the dance floor that night because I was crushed. But I went home that night and I thought, that's never going to happen again. So let's hope it doesn't this year. But I did just think, and it's not because it's about winning the award. Like, I don't run my business to win awards.
Yeah.
But what I came away with there was, if I'm not winning an award based on what I've written, I'm not being the best business leader or business owner that I can be. There's something that's not in their submission that is not a winning solution. So I've got to get better at what I do in my business, because if I'm better at what I do in my business and I can write about that in the awards and have that judged by an independent peer, and then I can be, you know, I can win an award based on that, I must be doing something right.
Yes.
So for the next 12 months, I've worked really hard to become better at, you know, business.
And I'm so glad that you say better at business rather than better at writing submissions. Because you're exactly right. It's about improving your business and improving what you do on a day-to-day basis so that you know, just comes through on the submission without you going, maybe I didn't use enough commas or full stops or because it's not about that. And you can, it's about being able to portray that passion and no matter how you do it and portray that vision to the judges and being able to get that across.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize you were so competitive. See, for me, the competitive side, sure, I love getting up there in my fancy dress and getting the trophy and having my photo taken, and that's all great too. But the stuff that happens behind the scenes that I get to learn from that, as you know, as naff as it sounds, is pretty much the reason. And it's the reason I go in so many awards.
Yes.
Not because I want to collect trophies, dust collectors for the mantelpiece. It's because every different award asks different questions.
Yes.
So you've got to find a way to answer that one question about innovation in 15 different ways.
Yes.
And if you can't, then well, maybe I'm not innovating enough. And then what do I need to do in the business to improve the business to make sure that next year I've got an answer for that question?
That's right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And I guess that leads on to the next question around the judging process, because I know for me, I have a lot of conversation on a local level about the judging process. Generally, in my experience, the judging process hasn't been that transparent with awards.
Yeah, I would agree. You just even bringing it up then, I can't tell you I know a lot about the judging process in any of the awards that I've entered.
No.
Apart from ones that you will see online that really don't have much to do with the judge portion that are more popularity contests. So click and vote here, that kind of stuff. That's really clear. But as far as submissions that we put in, even for as big as the Telstra Business Awards or down as far as our local awards, I've got no idea how many people are reading that submission or what they're taking away or what their list of criteria that they're looking for within the submission is.
No.
It's kind of just a cross your fingers and send it off, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Hope for the best.
It is. And I think this year, and I think I've become quite determined to write good award submissions, because as a marketer, that's something that we can do. For ourselves, but also on behalf of our clients. So I've taken on the challenge for a couple of our clients and written some award submissions this year.
Oh, hang on. Stop there. So you're writing...
Not for the business, not for the local chamber awards.
No, but you're writing for other awards. You're writing on behalf of businesses?
Yeah. So, for example, the tourism awards.
Okay.
So clients that we have in the tourism awards, I took on a project of actually writing a submission for a couple of awards.
I didn't know people did that.
Yeah. You know what? And as I found out through the process that especially within the tourism awards, some people pay up to $25,000.
No way, really?
To get people to win. So the winners of the tourism awards spend thousands of dollars to get their proposal written and designed and, big business, big bucks.
Interesting. I found a new calling.
Yeah, that's right. There's an industry. Like there are businesses out there that are all about writing award submissions. Yeah.
That is so fascinating.
So it is. It's a business. But, yeah, certainly. So I've found out, and I guess I've looked at a few because I've really only entered the local chamber awards as our business. But I've seen some of the other ways that they run these awards, and there seems to be, certainly with the tourism awards, there seems to be a lot more, quite a few more manuals and helps and tips and and I must say I found quite a bit of content online about writing submissions and different tips and tricks and considerations, because I don't know about you, but sometimes those questions are so ambiguous on those award submissions. And you can construe them in so many different ways. And if you start going down one path and then, you know, you write your 500 words and then you look at the question and you go, are they asking something else?
Yeah.
You know, damn it.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to be writing here? And it can throw you.
Yeah.
It can really throw you. And I guess from what I could glean from the kind of advice that I could take from anywhere that I could get it, was that you really, you know, the judging process was around how you answered that question. So have you actually given them the answer that they asked for? So I think what people like to do in award submissions is actually just talk about how good they are, but not actually relate it back to the question. And you want to talk about how good you are, but yes, you want to make sure that it's in context to the question.
Of course.
So you might be doing something absolutely amazing, but if the question isn't actually asking you about that particular element, you might score really badly on that. So you know what I mean? And it yep. might be completely negated as to what you've actually done. It's just that you didn't answer that question properly.
Yeah.
So, you know, the judging process, and it's so different with each award, you know, I think there needs to be more transparency around the judging process in these sorts of things.
Absolutely.
I think a lot of people would have a lot more faith. I mean, I speak to a lot of business owners who have very little faith in entering awards, and they don't feel that they're credible, or they don't know how that's actually going to help them. They take a lot of time to
yes.
complete.
Yeah.
You know, why would I spend all that time, you know, potentially 40 hours on a submission?
Yep.
What is it going to do? What do I get out of this at the end of the day?
Yeah. So I guess that moves quite nicely into our next topic. Exactly what are you going to get out of it? Because you're exactly right. You don't spend the 40 hours and write the 15,000 words and then get a check at the end of it that goes towards your bottom line, or, you know, obviously improving your business. But there are lots of ways that you can use the business process to ensure that you do get something out of it, whether you win or whether you lose.
Yes. Yep. So how do you leverage an award win? And look, as a marketer, my advice, of course, goes straight to publicising that award win. Mm-hmm. So making sure that on every bit of communication that goes out to your customers that you include, you know, a lot of these awards actually give you a little, you know, winner or finalist badge that you can stick on your email signature, you can mm-hmm. stick it on your website, you can stick it on your Facebook page, you know, anything, business card, it sky's the limit. If you really want to demonstrate to people that you're an award winner, it's really just about getting that status on everything that you can. I think some businesses feel a bit reluctant to do that. There's a lot of businesses that don't actually feel comfortable, you know, promoting and pushing their wins. You know, they feel a bit uncomfortable. They think they're skiting or they're going to annoy people with that. But certainly based on my experience, whenever we, you know, post about a win that we've had, or post about a win or a positive testimonial that our clients have had,
yep.
it goes nuts. Like I'm talking about in the social media side of things, it goes nuts. And there's a couple of reasons for this. There's one, generally people in your tribe, your customers, your social media followers, they're in your tribe they're because they like you, they want to hear from you, and they've probably purchased from you or worked with you in some degree. So when you actually do well, they're really happy for you because there's a genuine, you know, like there for your business.
And they feel happy that they've been part of that. And they're part of that community, and that they, you know, that they can share that part of that win as well.
Well, even more that their decisions are validated. So they've made the decision to be part of your tribe. They've made the decision to buy from you.
Mm-hmm.
And look, you know, I was right because they're award winners. You know, I knew I'd chosen a good business to back.
Yes.
You know, because they've won awards. So it is, it's about a little pat on the back for them at the same time of giving it a pat on the back for you. So, I mean, I would urge businesses to really celebrate and embrace an award win and push that to the front, you know, and be enthusiastic about it and don't be embarrassed. You know, it's a really great achievement for you to have done. You know, let your customers celebrate that with you.
For sure. There's not just achievement to be had in the win itself, but even in putting yourself out there and participating in awards. Mm. It shows a certain kind of bravery that you're interested in putting your business out there to be judged, because that's exactly what's happening, to be able to be brave enough to put out there your heart and soul, what you do on a day-to-day basis for somebody else to look at it and go, oh, okay, yes, you should be doing this, or you should be doing that, or you're on the right track or you're not.
Yes.
And so even if whether you win or not, the pat on the back should come from having the gumption to be able to say, yes, here I am, and this is what we're about, and this is what we do.
Yes, that's right. That's right. It is. It's a level of confidence, I think, that it demonstrates that you are happy enough to embrace that you are doing a good job And there's something to celebrate about that. You know, not everybody does it, not every business does a good job. So if you're doing one, get it
good
out
for
there.
You. Yeah. Absolutely. I find it a really nice way to publicly acknowledge my staff as well.
Yes.
We don't seem to have, not externally, internally we do a lot of, you know, support for the staff, but there's never really a chance like winning an award to be able to get up on stage in front of a room full of people and say, you know what, the people I work with are awesome.
Yes.
And they're awesome for all of these reasons and I want you all to know about it.
Yes, and absolutely.
Yeah, it's yeah. just a nice way to be able to acknowledge not just the hard work that you've put into the business, but all the people that help support you and help keep your dream moving yeah. forward. So in saying all of that, we encourage you, no matter where you are within your business, to enter awards, whether you're just beginning or whether you've been in business for many, many years. It's a great reflective process to go through, to be able to put yourself out there, to be able to have your peers acknowledge you, and then hopefully on the night be able to go and get a nice big trophy and thank all of the people that have been there to support you.
Mm. And I think as well, it's a true demonstration of leadership a lot of the time. You know, this the winning an award absolutely validates you're doing something right.
Yes.
And look, to be honest, even if you don't win an award, even if you just get to this finalist, and of course I'm saying this for my benefit, just in case I don't win.
I'm really going to be cheering for you now when our local awards come up because I know how much it means to you.
You're just going to feel bad if you win one of your categories.
Let's hope that we're not in the same category.
Poor yet. Jane.
I give this one to Jane.
No, it is a great process to go through and it does really inspire business leadership, even if it is just looking at that, you know, reflecting on your business and what you're doing well and what you're not doing well and highlighting the areas that you perhaps need to work on in the future.
So in terms of which awards you should enter, there's a couple that come to mind that I've entered in the past that I've found have been quite useful. So my local Chamber of Commerce Awards, then also my state Chamber of Commerce Awards as well. And then on top of that, some of the national ones that I've put my hat in the ring for have been the Telstra Business Awards and then the Telstra Business Women's Awards, because they're two separate awards processes and both are very long and arduous but also very, very helpful and very, very reflective. Mm-hmm. And then one I entered this year, just because this is where I'm at in my stage of my business and my stage of my life, was the Oz Mumpreneur Awards.
Mm.
So they're obviously recognising Australian mums that are also in business.
Yeah.
And that was a fun process as well and something, a different way to look at my business from a different perspective.
Yeah, right. Excellent. Yeah. And look, there's other, you know, we mentioned the tourism awards before as well. So there are specific industry awards. You know, for my industry, I think the Australian Institute of Marketing have their annual awards. And there's a lot of, and I think the advertising industry is rife with awards. I think there's a lot of credibility as for your profile, for your agency profile or for your business profile within those industry awards.
Absolutely.
So they're probably a bit different to your local business or your local Chamber of Commerce.
So we hope that this inspires you to enter awards in whatever way that you can, either this year or in years to come. It all falls under the idea of inspiring your team, inspiring your tribe. And we hope that through these podcasts, we are inspiring leadership in business. And hopefully, even if you're not at the point where you think you should be entering awards, we hope that this inspires you to take that next step, be a leader, set the right example and get in amongst it.
Okay, so we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you think. Head to iTunes, leave us a rating or a review. Feel free to ask us questions. Feel free to suggest topics for future podcasts. We will rely wholeheartedly on our Miss Bossy Boots community to tell us what you would like to hear. Also, feel free to leave us a suggestion, leave us a question, leave us a suggestion for a guest that you would like us to interview. We'd love to hear from you.
Thanks so much for joining us on Miss Bossy Boots, and we'll talk to you very soon. Thanks, Jane.
Thanks, Dace.